Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. As the scale of the threat of climate change grows through the decades, there seems to be a growing desire to disbelieve it, concludes economist ethicist Clive Hamilton, reports Charles Hanley for the Associated Press. Climate denial has now become a marker of cultural identity in the angry parts of the United States, Hamilton notes. This is true especially among Republican presidential candidates, with recent polls showing a 20% increase in Republican deniers from 2008 to 2010. Climate change has become another polarizing political football. But Al Gore says this is building towards a point where climate denial will be unacceptable as a basis for policy much longer, noting tipping points in recent history, the collapse of the Berlin Wall, the dismantling of U.S. racial segregation, when the potential for change built slowly until a critical mass was reached. Wally Broker, a geoscientist dubbed the grandfather of climate science, jokes that deniers could say God is burning us up. But even that option is losing steam, as the Pope recently declared the reality of man-made global warming, and his advisors warn that we must protect the habitat that sustains us. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.